Can anyone tell me today's date? Hebrew date. Okay, Tet Adar Aleph. And now, why? Does anyone know why it is a very significant day? All right, let me explain. But before, no, it's not anything to do with Purim. But in order to explain, I need to take a look at a bit of the Kriyat Torah. But first, before I get to the Kriyat Torah, this parsha, I want to read a few psukim from Parshat Pinchas, something that you should be familiar with from the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. V'amarta lahem, ze ha'ishe asher takrivu l'ashem, kvasim b'nei shana tmimim, shnayim layom olat tamid. Et ha'keves echad ta'aseh v'boker, v'et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbaim. V'asiri ta'ifa solat l'mincha b'lula b'shemen katit revi'it ahin, Olat tamid asuya bahar Sinai lereach nichoach isha l'ashem. Those psukim are referring to which korban? The korban tamid. We read it together with the on Rosh Chodesh because we read the first korbanot of that particular parsha, korban tamid, the korban musaf of Shabbat, and then the korban tamid of Rosh Chodesh, which is the primary purpose of the reading on Rosh Chodesh. But there's something that is special about that reading, that those psukim that I just read, because compare that, I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to compare it to what we say with regard to the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Takrivu Ola Lashem. What was the difference between Ta'aseh and Takrivu?
The root.
What? The singular and the plural. Now, which one makes more sense, the singular or the plural? In the context, which one makes more sense?
Singular.
What?
Singular.
The singular or the plural?
Plural.
The plural. Why the plural? Because the command is to B'nai Yisrael. So then why? And in fact, if you take a look at all the Korbanot Musaf, which are all listed there for every one of the Chagim, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, now in that order obviously, but all of them, it's always in the plural. Why is the Korban Tamid in the singular? After all, it's also a Tzivur, if it's a Korban of the Tzivur. So the answer comes from this week's Parsha. I have an opportunity, normally I would speak about the Aliyah of the day, but here's an opportunity to speak about Shishi, which I never get to speak about. So Shishi of the Parsha is basically the same as the Korban that I just read. But here it's mentioned within a different context. It's mentioned within the context of the dedication of the Mishkan. After having gone through the last three Aliyot, going through blow by blow, the korbanot of the miluim, the special korbanot that were brought the first week of the dedication of the Mishkan, Moshe is told that in addition to all of those special korbanot, he has to bring ze asher ta'aseh la'mizbech vasim b'nei shana shnayim layom tamid. This is what you should do, Moshe. After all, he was the person who was leading the dedication, inaugurating Aharon along with the Mishkan. This is what you should do. Bring the Korban Tamid. There are a lot of questions here. Why mention this particular Korban as opposed to any other? Why should Moshe be bringing Korban Tamid? And if you take a look now, which you're not going to do now, but take a look and compare this week's Parsha, Shishi of this week's Parsha, to Perek Chafchet in Bamidbar, those same psukim, it's cut and paste. The Torah cut the psukim out of Parshat Tetzaveh and pasted them into Parshat Pinchas. Because that's why it's in the singular. It's the singular speaking to Moshe. It's not speaking only to the Tzibur, it's speaking to Moshe. And of course, then the question is, well then why didn't they make a slight editorial change? When it was spoken to Moshe, it should be in the singular. But when it's given to the Tzibur, it should be in the plural. Why was it a change to the plural there? So I want to answer all of these questions in one fell swoop. And then you'll understand, I'll reach the initial question of what's so special about Tet Adar Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu is told in the inauguration of the Mishkan to use not only to bring special korbanot, but also to bring the korban tamid. The simplest korban, keves echad taseh baboker, keves echad taseh ben arbayim, one little lamb morning, one little lamb in the afternoon, nothing too special, but steady, every day, korban tamid. Moshe is being told, don't think that the inauguration of the Mishkan is a one-time event. The Kedusha happens with all of the celebration, with all of the fireworks, literally, of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and then it's over. No, day by day, every single day, bring that Korban Tamid. That's what it's all about. It's not only, it's also about the dedication, but it's more importantly about the day in and day out routine. Keves echad baboker, keves echad ben arbayim. Consistency. Every single day. But that leads to rote. That leads to a boring Mishkan existence. That's why when it's told to the tzibur, it's told in the singular. I guarantee you, the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the first Korban Tamid, he was very excited. He didn't look at it as just a keves echad baboker, keves echad ben harbayim. It was the first day of the Mishkan. Think about the first day of anything that you've started. There's always excitement in the air. And then you reach Tet Adar Aleph in the middle. For some of you, it's a couple of weeks. And for some of you, it's been 5 months. And for some of you, it's the middle of Shana Bet. It's just another day. And the Torah is telling you it's never just another day. You are Moshe Rabbeinu bringing the first Korban Tamid. Every single day. Bring that excitement. Bring that emotion. Bring that dedication to your consistency. If you can combine those two elements, the consistency on the one hand and the excitement on the other, then you have the Shekhinah in your midst. Have a wonderful day and bring the Shekhinah into all of our midst.